Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
As I outlined this fall at the United Nations, we have a comprehensive strategy using all elements of our power: military, intelligence, economic, development, and the strength of our communities. We have always understood that this would be a long-term campaign. There will be setbacks and there will be successes. The terrible events in Paris were obviously a terrible and sickening setback.
Send Fredo off to do this, send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things, I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart and I want the steps.
That's, of course, the weak son from The Godfather, Fredo. And I ask a really serious question to you on The Savage Nation. If Fredo from The Godfather were president, could he be any weaker than Obama is right now? The answer is no. Now, let me add a little more evidence to my allegation that Obama is not only weak, but as I said yesterday, I believe that he's a psychopath and deranged, which was picked up by Bill O'Reilly. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you listening to the show for a little lead here and there. You know, it's important for me to see my friends in action. But I saw a story last night that I did not put on my website, that I put on my Facebook page, and 92,000 people shared this story. It was on Fox News last night for the world to see, but you had to read the story to see what really went on. Here's the headline on Fox: U.S. military airstrikes destroy 116 ISIS fuel trucks, sharing target info with France. And you say, yay, Fredo is going for it. Six paragraphs down, here is what you read. The official said previously the ISIS fuel trucks were off limits to U.S. military strike aircraft. Interesting. When asked if the Paris attacks would bring about a change in the U.S. military's rules of engagement, the U.S. official said that the truck drivers were warned first before the bombs fell. We dropped leaflets, he said, warning the ISIS drivers to scatter. Next, we strafed the area with 30-millimeter cannons before dropping bombs on the fuel trucks. My headline is simple. Obama's military gave ISIS advance notice of bombing to let them scatter and come back to fight another day. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I can ask you a loaded question, but the question has the answer in it. Why would President Hussein Fredo Obama first warn ISIS drivers to get out of the trucks and run away before bombing the fuel trucks? Why would he do that? Does he want to bring them in as refugees? Was the CIA waiting for them with open arms, with the Red Cross, to bring them to Maine? What is going on in our country? You know what's going on. You got to be a damn fool not to understand what's going on. You know, there was an allegory written hundreds of years ago, the king has no clothes. And only one person dared say the king has no clothes. Well, I said the king has no clothes for years now. I say it with gusto in Government Zero. The king has no clothes. What has to happen for you to realize that not only does the king have no clothes, but he may be wearing the garments of the enemy? He is allowing the murderous thugs to get away with murder, and now he's bringing in more refugees, amongst whom they will guarantee by the law of odds. Even you liberals can understand that simply by the law of odds, amongst the thousands of Muslim men that Obama is engaging with such care and such compassion, while of course rejecting Christians from Syria, only Muslims need apply. Why is he bringing them into this country when we all know that amongst them, by logic, some of them will be terrorists, some of them will go terror. And if they don't, then their sons will. And if they don't and their sons don't, then their son's son will. You know it and I know it. But he doesn't know it. Now, concurrent with this royalist mentality of let them eat cake, I posted another story this morning that was a moment of astonishment for me. there was the First Lady of the United States of America dancing in a red dress, dancing the conga on Broadway at a workshop with her mouth open, having the ball of her life. This is 3 days after Paris. This shameful First Lady exhibits herself in such a manner. My headline, Michelle dances as the world bleeds. 25,000 people reached on Facebook. The First Lady invited 40 performing arts high school students to the event, which was attended by Gloria Estefan, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Whoopi Goldberg. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you that you would debase yourself like this at a time like this. So you have a lunatic in the White House. You have a First Lady who is saying, let them eat cake. And now he's going to bring in more Muslim refugees. The first question goes back to the first story. Why would Hossein Obama first warn ISIS drivers before dropping bombs on the trucks? Tell me why. Why would he do this? Is there one progressive person out there who can explain why your president would do a thing like this? Because there's only one explanation, which is to make sure they come back to fight another day. Any other reason for that? Obama tipped off ISIS fuel truck drivers before dropping bombs on the trucks? Why is that? So there's your commander-in-chief. What you'd expect from a community organizer who never fired a Daisy BB gun. Are liberals awakening to the threat? Yes. Yes, they are. You don't hear about it from men like Jake Tapwater. You don't hear about it from Jake Tapwater. I have a friend whose father is a hero, a war hero. He fought in World War II. He's 90-some-odd years old, still living, still working. His father walked through Europe. He was part of the Normandy invasion and walked through Europe all the way to Germany. And he's been a lifetime liberal, as are many ex-military lifetime liberals. You don't know that, but I know that, because men who have tasted war, men who have seen people's guts shot out, usually are very anti-war, incidentally. He's been a lifetime liberal. And yet even he, this lifetime liberal, who I admire enormously, has said no, he shouldn't let any refugees in from Syria. Even a liberal has said that. But not the president, not Hillary Clinton, not that lunatic from Pastrami-ville, whatever his name is, I don't know who he is, Mr. Spritzer. That's the opening to the show. We have more for you. Now, yesterday I went on a tirade saying that Obama's insane and a psychopath. I called him insane. I was pleased to see that others in the media picked up on it. And it's good to know that people are awakening to the fact that we may have a psychopath in the White House. And what I asked for, I think, is very rational. When you see a president exhibiting the signs of madness, and that could be a mild form of madness, or it could be a major form of madness if you're a good enough faker, as it is in his case, I asked to convene a board of psychiatrists, 9 psychiatrists picked by Congress, to evaluate the man's fitness to serve out the rest of his term. Because by all definition, he's insane. If France is joining with Russia against ISIS, and this lunatic refuses to change the war plans that he's on, which are non-war plans, it's a fake to begin with, what would you call that? Well, either he's insane, or he's working for the other side, or he's stupid. In either case, he's not fit to serve. Is logic too difficult for you to follow? Now, I want to play for you this thing from yesterday, because I know you heard it repeated in the media. That was during the show when I talked about the dance of death in the West, because that's what we're going through, a dance of death in the West. Listen to clip number 1 on the Savage Nation. I personally believe that Obama is insane. I have said this for several months now. We have an insane leader who is getting away with virtual insanity right before our eyes, because no one dares call it insanity. Don't confuse his insanity with liberalism, because even liberals know what must be done. Even liberal girl reporters know what must be done. I believe that Obama is a psychopath, or he is on medication. In either case, he is putting the world at danger. How insane is a man who says at a time like this that not only is he not going to stop the influx of male, Muslim, Syrian refugees of military age, but he's going to double down and bring in more. If this is not insanity, tell me what it is. If this is not insanity, tell me what it is. You know, there's an old saying that any man can make a mistake. But if a man makes the same mistake twice, he's stupid. I learned that in high school. Apparently, nobody dared criticize Barry from Honolulu. They were afraid to criticize Barry from Honolulu. He has never been chastised or criticized in his life. So therefore, he is perfect. Therefore, he can never be wrong. Therefore, he can never doubt any of his positions. That, my friends, is the mark not of stupidity, but of insanity. All right, that's my position. We have a disturbed president in the White House. I believe he is putting not only the United States, but the world at risk. Today we wake up and we see that the Department of Justice, instead of saying they're announcing actions against Muslim refugees in America, they've attacked dietary supplement makers. This is a totally insane administration. They're crazy. DOJ to announce actions against dietary supplement makers at a time like this, they're at war against vitamin C? Germany, Netherlands game canceled for security reasons. Bomb scare outside stadium. Merkel and cabinet were expected to attend. Merkel should be arrested for war crimes. Merkel is invading her own nation. I told you that 2 weeks ago. You know, it's possible that I have a prophetic streak in me, isn't it? I think it was 2 weeks ago that I said that Merkel and Obama are invading their own nations. I used an example of Hitler to get your attention. Hitler was a monster who unleashed his Germanic Nazi view upon the world, and he invaded other nations. Merkel and Obama are equally insane. They're invading their own nations with foreigners who will never, ever assimilate into the nation, who do not respect their traditions, their culture, their religions. So what would you say? They're nuts. They're psychopaths. And yet we sit here and keep our mouths shut and say, well, we'll wait for the election. What do you wait for the election? What election? How can you wait another number, a whole year for this lunatic? No, we need to convene an immediate medical board to determine his sanity. That's what I think. I'm not wrong. I know I'm right. But it'll never happen. You know that we have cowards on the other side. Now that Boehner is gone, the whipping boy of the conservative media, who's there now? Ryan? What has Ryan said recently? Nothing. Another one, a repeat. A repeat, a chip off the old block, that's all. So here we are on the Savage Nation, another soccer game canceled. That's a real blow to humanity. Imagine the soccer thugs, what they're going to do now. They'll have to take the war paint off their faces and go beat somebody up in a pub. That's Europe today. Six soccer thugs. Well, I know what they should be doing, but hey, I'm only one man with one opinion in a world of 5 billion people. I don't know how many people are in the world now. I think while I spoke, the number of people went up. Except amongst white people in America, it went down. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Breaking news from the Crescent News Network. Paris attacks, cell phone found. Here's the headline from Crescent News Network. The investigators in Paris have recovered a cell phone believed to belong to one of the attackers. A possible big break that could help unravel the plot and the suspected network behind it. So-called counterterrorism and intelligence officials told the Crescent News Network. According to these officials, the phone contained a message sent sometime before the attacks began, to the effect of, okay, we're ready. Now, boys and girls, do you believe this? I thought the suicide bombers blew themselves up with vests. How could they have found the phone? Answer, they didn't. They found nothing. It's a false flag. It's a lie. It's all nonsense. What, are they going to find who's behind it? What do you mean, who's behind it? What do you need to find who's behind it? They told you who's behind it. Idiocy, morons. Morons! Who else would take those jobs? I gave you two news stories already. Obama tipped off the ISIS fuel truck drivers before bombing the fuel trucks. What more do you need to know than that? And number two, that Michelle spent last night dancing the night away on a conga line in Manhattan. What else do you need to know? What do you need to know that you don't already know? All right, let's take a call on the Savage Nation. T on WABC, fire away. What's your opinion on what?
In early 1945, Adolf Hitler knew the war was lost, but because of his ego and his ideology, he let thousands of German soldiers and civilians get killed for a lost war. What is the difference between that and today, when evidence has been presented that one of the suicide bombers or attackers was a so-called refugee, and the President of the United States still allows and wants these migrants to come into the country to...
Wait. You're mixing two stories together. How does that relate to Hitler knowing the war was lost? Who knows the war is... What war is lost? No. We know the war is lost, or ISIS knows the war is lost?
It is about the leader of a country. Hitler was the leader of his people. Obama is the leader of the United States of America. And allowing, because of his ego and his ideology, allowing his people to potentially get hurt and killed.
Well, I understand that, but it doesn't mean the war is lost. It means that Obama's lost to reality. That's what it means.
Reality.
It means that we have a deranged lunatic in the White House. That's what it means. With an indifferent first lady. That's what it means. An embarrassment to the presidency, in this man's opinion. But where is the Republican Party saying this? Where is the Republican candidate saying the president's nuts? Where? Have you read Government Zero, No Strategy Against ISIS? Have you seen that chapter?
I have not, sir.
You're getting a copy. Stay on the line. 855-407-282. I have some news for you, a little personal news. This is something to surely going to get my competitors very angry. I'm sorry to tell you this, but Government Zero has now gone into a fifth printing in 2 weeks. They have printed 181,000 copies. I'm very sorry to report that to all of my progressive friends at Fox News in particular, that you do not control the media. You do not control the conservative media. You do not at all scare me. You're just another outlet, as am I. Back with more news on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want the stakes.
Obama's 2015 golf and family vacations cost taxpayers $3,115.688 on airfare alone. Daily Caller. President Obama, Fredo, racked up quite a few frequent flyer miles in 2015. A Tuesday report from Judicial Watch claims that President Fredo took three unnecessary golf and family vacations this past year, and American taxpayers footed the bill. According to the new information, the travels to just Palm Springs in June, New York City in July, New York's nice in July, and Martha's Vineyard in August cost a cool $3,115.688.70. That's all. Bush opposed to blocking asylum for Syrian refugees. Now, what more do you need to know about Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush just said he does not support blocking Syrian refugees from seeking asylum in the U.S. Now, I want to ask progressives to call the show, not to have an argument. It's a waste of time. It's bad radio to just argue for argument's sake. Can anyone listening to this show tell me they're in favor of bringing in Syrian refugees and why? I'd like to hear one good argument. What? I don't know of one good argument. I don't understand one good argument for this in light of what happened in Paris. Now, of course, I was opposed to it before Paris for logical reasons, but now after Paris, even progressives couldn't come to understand that they're suicidal for wanting to bring in men of military age who are Muslims from Syria. Why would he be doing this? We don't have one caller on that. Okay. That's fair enough. KSFO, Ted, you're on the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. My thought, you know, the other day when I was looking at the situation in Paris, you had all the the military and the police downtown. They're all with their guns. I think, you know, if you allow the Syrian refugees to come in, you don't know who they are. They create a situation of, they could easily create a situation of panic, and that panic would mean that you might need to nationalize the police force. And then also give Obama another reason potentially to confiscate the weapons.
So you're saying in a convoluted way that you think that Obama is so devious that he's hoping to provoke a nationalist reaction from a militia group against the Syrian refugees in order to declare martial law. Is that more or less what you're fearing?
There's no, you know, he could have a.
Well, there's no reason to not to fear it from the most devious. Anti-American president in history. No, anything's possible with this guy. Why would he have tipped off the drivers of ISIS fuel trucks before having the American planes bomb them? Tell me why he'd want them to run away safely. Why? No answer? Well, the answer is they can come back and fight another day. That's all. Thanks for the call. All right, what would you like to talk about? I may have to move on to talking about vitamins and health today. WJR, Aaron, go ahead. What's your point? What's the topic?
Hey, Michael. Just read a Free Beacon article, the Washington Free Beacon, where Assad has been buying fuel from the ISIS, the Islamic State. And that it's been going on for a while. So
how is that possible? What? Well, wait a minute. How is that even possible? If ISIS is opposed to Assad, and ISIS is Assad's worst enemy, why would he be buying fuel from them and fueling his own destruction?
Well, there's a link to a New York Times article that mentions the same thing a year ago, which is even...
Let's analyze this for a minute. If it's true, what, no one else will sell him fuel? Is that the problem? So he'll even buy it from his worst enemy?
Leafleting their drivers. Or why are we telling them what our military strategy is before we go there and attack? I think it's all...
Look, the questions we're asking indicate a deranged administration. If we, the people, have to ask such crazy questions, it means we have a deranged presidency, doesn't it?
I think so, and Fredo...
I mean, in other words, if you know what the war is, who the enemy is, you don't even have to ask such questions if you have a loyal leader of the free world. But if you have a suspicious leader, a leader who you don't really trust for a million reasons... Then you ask such questions because there's no answers to it.
No sensible.
I'm sending you a copy of Government Zero. Thanks for making it a bestseller. Now in a fifth printing after 2 weeks out. Terror Fear hits Germany. Just announced that a while ago. They disrupted a soccer game. Germany-Netherlands game canceled. Paris attacks. Hanover Stadium evacuated after police received tip of explosive attack. Security heightened around Europe as David Cameron, that's a joke, says the UK must cut off the head of the snake. Yeah, very. Then he went back to having a sherry at the club, the Sherry Netherland. I will personally push for Syria airstrikes. Another one, you know, he'll drop dummy bombs on ISIS. He'll drop bombs with Guinness Stout in it, probably. No, I mean, this is what the kind of leadership we have. We don't even know if he's dropping bombs with explosive ordnance. It could have Guinness Stout in it. German Interior Minister match canceled due to evidence of concrete threat. Concrete threat? What, they're going to drop concrete on the stadium? For safety of the people. Now we're already sissies. Now the whole West is now. All ISIS needs to do now is call up phone, make phone calls. They call every airline in the country, bomb! That's it, flight canceled. Every concert, bomb, cancel. Every dance, bomb, cancel. They broke us already, because we haven't broken them. You know the answer. We need Mr. Pershing. Old Pershing or Patton is what we need. Instead, we have patent leather. Zero military we have, not the men in the military. I watched a show last night. I had to watch it. I watched it 30 minutes. I had to turn it off. It was called Combat Rescue Helicopter Crews. And it's an HD. It was unbelievable to watch these guys that we have in the Army flying these medevac helicopters into remote regions of Afghanistan. And you see American men wounded in ways you could never imagine, that you never could understand, I suppose, being a civilian as I am. You know, you see a guy, a wounded warrior, and it looks awful, but you don't see the actual moment of injury. What happens to these poor men? their bodies are so wrecked from the shrapnel or the bomb. And then you got our men, their repeats of, our men are exactly made of the same fiber as the men who fought in Vietnam, the men who fought in Korea, the men who fought in World War II, the men who fought in World War I, the men who fought in the Revolutionary War. They're still here. Only they're debased by Harvey Weinstein. They are debased and run down by the vermin on the progressive left. But the men are still there. They're mainly, you cannot believe the courage of these guys. And they get them on the helicopter, legs are shot off, faces are blown up, and they have to treat them in the helicopter, triage them in the helicopter, before they get them to a field hospital, a NATO field hospital. And you see it, you know, in real life time, it's unbelievable. You got a chase helicopter, you got a rescue helicopter, the LZ, it's like Vietnam all over again. You say, well, it's not really happening. We still have the men doing the job, by the way. And inside the flying helicopter, I'm sorry to say, it doesn't look like Harvard. It doesn't look like a university to me. It's very interesting to me that the front lines of combat look very different than the universities do. In so many different ways. Very, very different. Joe on KSFO, what's on your mind, Joe?
At the risk of sounding obvious, Michael, I think what's going on here is he was never intended for that office. He was never up to it. He wasn't experienced. He had the wrong temperament. And we're now seeing the chickens come home to roost. He's falling apart mentally.
But he's been voted in twice by morons.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Why didn't?
But we have a mechanism in place to remove a moron from office if he's putting the nation at risk. There is a mechanism. It's not impeachment. There's a more direct method, which is for medical reasons. The man's a nut. Why can't we have a panel of 9 psychiatrists convened to adjudge the man's sanity and fitness for office? Why not? You know, if a military commander is found to be not fit for service, they remove him, don't they? They just removed another combat general, one of the bravest and best we have, an African-American, on trumped-up charges. Another combat general removed by Stalin in the White House for fear that he might do something. So why can't we remove the commander-in-chief if you can remove a guy like this?
I agree completely, but I don't think in the history of the company we've ever encountered this set of circumstances.
No, we've never encountered an enemy within like this, never. He's a Benedict Arnold, in my opinion.
Yeah, and a sick one.
And the man is a sick Benedict Arnold, yes. That is correct. I don't think anybody who's rational cannot even start questioning that with the what the man is doing. When you got a guy like the imbecile of Europe, Hollande, acting tough and making Obama look like what he is, what it tells you everything you need to know.
Well, the people are in.
Do you want me to go on with this topic, or do you want me to go on to another topic? That he's bringing in Muslim men of military age at a time like this. Instead of saying, you know what, we have to rethink this, let's slow it down. Now, who was the first to say build a safe area for them in Syria, have it protected by the United Nations, and don't let them leave? Now Trump is saying what I said. He says build a beautiful safe zone for them in Syria. It's right out of my show. Half of what Trump says comes from my show, for God's sakes. Do you know that? I am so glad that Donald Trump thinks so highly of me that he listens to the show, or he may have one staff member whose full-time job is to take notes from my show and my book. I'm glad to see that my ideas are getting out there. Here, look, build a big, beautiful safe zone for them in Syria. I said that first. I said it 3 weeks ago. We don't need to take them in. I said, instead of bringing refugees to the U.S., you build a big, beautiful safe zone in Syria. Well, he has it mostly right, and he didn't get the rest of my show, apparently. The aide who wrote it down didn't finish the story. I said build a tremendous safe zone, but apparently Trump didn't hear the rest of what I said. I said have it protected by UN troops. They have nothing else to do anyway. Put UN troops around the safe zone to protect the Syrian refugees. Build a city, a whole little city, tents, houses. Give them hammers and nails, and then they can stay there. And then when the ISIS is destroyed, they go back to their cities. But you don't bring them to America, do you? Unless you want them here. Now, why would you want them here? Matthew on WABC, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Dr. Savage, thank you for taking the call. I wanted to mention that I think it's a good idea right now, perhaps, that we should try to ally with Russia against ISIS. Yes, sir.
Well, of course it's a good idea. Everyone knows that except Frito Obama.
I definitely agree with you, and I can't believe hearing that on the Democratic debate, they actually believe it's global warming.
What do you expect from a man as deranged as Bernie Sanders? Would you expect anything rational from him? And what would you expect from Obama in address, Hillary Clinton? Would you expect anything rational out of that liar?
I confess, I almost got my hopes up, and I've been listening to you since I was 17, and I have probably never disagreed with you on anything. And I just wanted to...
How old are you now? You started listening to me when you were 17. I've been on the air 21 years. It doesn't mean you're 38, does it?
No, sir. I'm 25.
17, 25. So you only have 8 years into the school, the Savage School of Reality. All right, my friend, another book for your library, Government Zero, and now in a fifth printing. I don't know if I want to do any more of this today. I did it all yesterday. All right, let's play a little more madness. Let's show you who's running the country. I think we have to go back to Bernie Sanders saying that the ISIS terrorists who are raping, murdering, killing are doing it because of global warming. I mean, you have to play this for people to understand how insane progressives are and to show you how stupid the college girls are who seem to idolize this loser. Listen to this loser. I know it's going to take a while. I said pull it like a rabbit out of the hat. If you missed it yesterday, we have to play it for you today. Here is a hero of the college girls, none other than Bernie Seltzer Sanders on the Savage Nation.
Climate change is directly related to the growth of terrorism. And if we do not get our act together and listen to what the scientists say, you're going to see countries all over the world. This is what the CIA says. They're going to be struggling over limited amounts of water, limited amounts of land to grow their crops.
Crescent Information Agency, CIA, Crescent Information Agency. This is what the CIA says. What a country we have when the CIA is repeating what this moron says. Global warming is causing terrorism. So let me see if I can figure this out. Why, that would mean that 1,200 years ago, when Muhammad told his followers to go out and convert the world to Islam, he was doing it for what reason? Because of global warming? Let's see, 1,200 years ago. Wasn't that before the Industrial Revolution? I would think even a college girl from Harvard knows that. Gee, 1,200 years ago was before the 1850s, sort of, before the Industrial Revolution. So how do we tie that together? Arid deserts, seeking better places. So you mean they were conducting crusades against Europeans to take over Europe because of global warming? Well, that fits. They wanted to take over Paris and London then and steal what wasn't theirs because they were too evil to create cities in their own world. They were living in basic mud cities. And they resented the Christian cities that had evolved in Europe. Was that because of global warming that Christians were able to develop cities? Bernie, you loser, you. What is it, the carbon dioxide in the seltzer water that you drank as a boy that has affected your thinking, Bernie? What makes you so idiotic that only a man like... I'll stop right here. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUYCO. That could only come in the United States of America in a world of total madness. John Kerry gave remarks this morning at the U.S. Embassy in Paris where he said the Charlie Hebdo attack had legitimacy and a rationale behind it, unlike the Paris attacks last Friday. Now, either he's crazy or he also is working for the Crescent. Secretary of State John Mad Dog Kerry's remarks at the U.S. Embassy in Paris Tuesday morning, he suggested Friday's attack was different from the Charlie Hebdo attacks early in the year because the latter had a sort of legitimacy and particularized focus behind them. I'm not writing this for effect. This is not a joke. Here is what the lunatic Ketchup Kerry said. There's something different about what happened from Charlie Hebdo, and I think everybody would feel that, Kerry said. According to the State Department's transcript, there was a sort of, particularized focus and even legitimacy in terms of, not a legitimacy, but a rationale that you could attach yourself to somehow and say, okay, they're really angry because of this and that. I rest my case. Impeach them all. Try them for insanity.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
As I outlined this fall at the United Nations, we have a comprehensive strategy using all elements of our power. Military, intelligence, economic, development, and the strength of our communities. We have always understood that this would be a long-term campaign. There will be setbacks and there will be successes. The terrible events in Paris were obviously a terrible and sickening setback.
Send Fredo off to do this, send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things, I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb, I'm smart and I want respect.
You know, in a Shakespearean play, there are three sons portrayed as in The Godfather. There's the strong, mercurial, militant son, as in the form of the first one. I forget his name, or they call him, played by James Caan. I don't know what his name was in the play. Then there was the middle, so the smart, calculating one, played by Al Pacino. And then there's the weak, foolish son, played by the guy who played Fredo. Which of the three sons is Barack Obama, if not the Fredo character? You see, there is a dance of death in the West right now, an actual death in the Middle East, courtesy of the Islamofascists. Meanwhile, the Caesar in the White House entertains himself with 1,000 sycophants, partying on behind closed doors as if the Islamofascist hand will not touch them. He thinks he's protected from this new plague, the Black Death of radical Islam. You see, we're facing something the West hasn't had to deal with since the wars of religion in the 16th and 17th centuries. When those religious wars ended in one place, they began in another. They lasted for over 100 years. And the same thing is happening right now. Make no mistake about it, the radical Muslims are on the warpath, and they are against everyone else. They are against Muslims who are not as fanatical. They are against the members of all other religions. They think they are going to take us back to some pristine religious period in human history that never actually occurred. It is all complete rubbish. These faith warriors live lower than the pigs they despise. For example, they kidnap and rape 8-year-old girls and say the Quran authorizes it. They are not purists. They're killers. They are Nazis in headscarves. They aren't leading a religious revival. They're trying to take us back to a state of barbarism that has been extinct for 1,200 years. This is a barbaric revolution, and we have a man in the White House who denies its existence. But whether he chooses to acknowledge it or not, it's going to continue until someone puts a stop to it. Why would any government bring in unvetted Muslim immigrants at a time like this? It would seem that only an insane prince would do this to his country. But Obama is not insane. He's stoned. He's stoned on the orthodoxy of the progressive left. Obama and his supporters are drunk on their ideology. They think they're going to create a progressive utopia by continuing their attack on all Western values. This is precisely how great civilizations of the past declined and eventually fell. They rejected the values that made them great and degenerated into narcissism and selfishness. They kept on partying until they were not too weak, until they were too weak to defend themselves. Then the unthinkable happened. They fell. That's the opening page to Government Zero, now in its fifth printing. Now, if it was only about a book, I'd be celebrating, but it's not about a book. It's about trying to awaken America before it is absolutely too late. Some would say it's too late already. Some would say that even if you convince one relative at a Thanksgiving dinner to at least open their eyes to the dance of death that Obama is conducting as an orchestra leader, they might just not vote for Hillary Clinton, who's a continuum of Obama in a dress. Some would say it's too late for that. I'm an optimist. I'm the perennial optimist. I think that we can still survive. You talk about the dance of death in the West. You go to my Facebook page. I found this in the Daily Mail yesterday. I was shocked. Michelle dances as the world bleeds. I couldn't believe that this woman has such a lack of self-respect and is so disconnected from reality herself, or arrogant is maybe the better word, that she dances the conga while hosting a Broadway workshop at a time like this. It's unbelievable to me. And then she gives a speech about oppression and how she was oppressed as a young girl and how it's unfair and there's an income inequality. What a group these two are. I think I should take some calls right now, but wait. It's hour two. Let me do something else. Let's go to some sound bites that I haven't played yet. Carry on this, carry on that, carry on. This is something you have to hear. Here is the CIA director himself, John Brennan, talking not about ISIS, but about climate change as a cause of ISIS. I swear to God, these people are crazy. Listen to clip 11.
In the past 3 years, there have been more outbreaks of instability than at any time since the collapse of the Soviet Union, matching the rate we saw during decolonization in the 1960s. This has not been a period of protests and government. This has not just been a period of protests and government change, but of violent insurgency and, in particular, of breakdowns in many states' ability to govern. Ongoing conflicts in Syria, Iraq, Ukraine, Yemen, and Libya, and parts of Africa are clear examples.
All right, so thus far he's making a case for these breakdowns. Now listen to the punchline. This is the head of the number one intelligence agency in America in clip 12.
When CIA analysts look for deeper causes of this rising instability, they find nationalistic, sectarian, and technological factors that are eroding the structure of the international system. They also see socioeconomic trends, the impact of climate change, and other elements that are a cause for concern.
Would you ever believe that the head of America's number one intelligence agency would make such an idiotic statement as this? He knows very well that radical Islam has been at war with the world for 1,200 years. He knows it has nothing to do with climate change. But then he doubles down in clip 13, showing that he's just a mouthpiece for the progressive Islamist left. In clip 13.
Mankind's relationship with the natural world is aggravating these problems and is a potential source of crisis itself.
Oh, stop right
there.
The bombers in Paris blew up the dancers because of global warming. I didn't hear them scream, I'm doing this for global warming. I didn't hear them say we're doing this for Gaia. They said they were doing it for Syria, meaning they're doing it for Allah. And by the way, as they blew themselves up, they said, Allah Akbar. They made no reference of global warming. This is where the idiocy is coming from. It's coming right from the White House and the entire cabal around them. I think that they're all crazy. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know how in the world they get away with this without people standing up and saying, wait a minute. That's insane. Listen to clip 13, the entire clip, and you tell me what you think of CIA Director John Brennan after this.
Mankind's relationship with the natural world is aggravating these problems and is a potential source of crisis itself. Last year was the warmest on record, and this year is on track to be even warmer. Extreme weather, along with public policies affecting food and water supplies, can worsen or create humanitarian crises. Of the most immediate concern, sharply reduced crop yields in multiple places simultaneously could trigger a shock in food prices with devastating effect, especially in already fragile regions such as Africa, the Middle East, and South Asia.
Now, first of all, by the way he's reading it, you could see he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's an empty shell, another straw man. Another straw man controlled by the White House, put in by the White House, and whoever put the White House in power, put him in power. The straw man doesn't even know what he's talking about. He couldn't even read the script well. But he launches from terrorism to crop yields in a way that makes no sense whatsoever. If you were grading him as a college student, what would you give him on that speech? You'd say, John, I'm sorry, but you made no sense. You tried to prove that climate change had something to do with global jihad. But John, surely you know history, John. You're an intelligent man. You're the head of the CIA. One of your great analysts from Yale could tell you that they've been on jihad since the 7th century, John, and therefore, I'm sorry, we have to give you an F in that speech. But this is what we're facing right now. Do you think there's a sane person in the entire Obama administration? Do you think that there's one person in the Obama administration who knows what's going on? And where would that person be? Who would that person be? What department are they in? Let's see. Let's go down the list and see. Let's see which department a sane administrator might be. Would it be in the war against ISIS? No. Would there be a sane leader in the military command structure? No. Would there be a sane leader in education? No. Would there be a sane leader in the social policies division? No. Would there be a sane leader in immigration? No. Would there be a sane leader who deals with religion? No. Would there be a sane leader in the world of science? No. Would there be a sane leader in the world of business in the administration? No. Would there be a sane leader in the world of liberty and free speech in the administration? No. KQQ Radio, Washington. Julie, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your point?
Hey, Michael, I wanted to ask your opinion if you thought it was possible that this seemingly insane policy of bringing refugees, you know, into all the Western nations is possibly a way to vet them, to fingerprint them, to ID them, get their DNA. Because right now they don't have any kind of international presence. I mean, if you and I travel, the international presence knows who we are immediately, but they can pull anybody out of...
What a clever idea that would be. Isn't that wonderful? So you mean Obama's so smart that he's bringing in potential jihadis in order to fingerprint them? That makes sense. Now, why would you bring a murderer into your house and fingerprint them instead of keeping him out of your house?
Well, I don't... It's just...
Well, what do you need his fingerprints for? Why do you need him in the house to begin with?
I agree. I don't want him in my neighborhood. I'm just saying, you ask if there's any possible logic about why they're...
No, there is no logic whatsoever. In fact, Obama is planting them mainly in Republican neighborhoods. Did you know that? This is all because he's a community organizer. He is so crazy that he's doing it only to make sure that there's never a Republican elected again. That's how nuts this man is.
I believe it. That was the only thing...
Well, I gave you the answer. It's a fact of reality. It's a fact of reality. I'm sending you a Thanksgiving present, and it's not a turkey. It's my best-selling book, Government Zero. Should we go on to another topic? Okay, KSFO Ray, welcome to the program. What's your point, please?
You asked why we need to take these people, Michael. And the president told us yesterday, this is the American way. We do this because we're Americans. And he also told us that as Americans, particularly white Americans, we have racism in our DNA. So again, we're guilty.
Well, no, thank you for enlightening me. I missed that. I guess I missed that part of it. So we commit national suicide because we're white people and we're racist? We let him destroy the country?
And global warming. Everyone knows we caused it, Michael. So
yeah, well, we did. That's right. I admit that. My Hellcat personally caused global warming. My Dodge Hellcat did it. Well, if I look back on all the cars I've owned in my life, I've owned real big fire-breathing cars. I would suppose I'm responsible for a certain percentage of the global warming out there. It wouldn't be Obama's Air Force One that does it, or John Kerry's Air Force Two, or Michelle's Air Force Three that does it. It would be my Jaguar from 1961.
And Bernie,
I hear you're trying to be tongue-in-cheek, I suppose, right?
Well, yeah, Michael, just trying to have some levity, have some fun with this, because we're being told by our leaders complete lies, and they really expect us to believe this garbage when the truth is staring us in the face.
Right. Yeah, as I said yesterday, and it was a lead article in on WorldNet Daily all day today, Michael Savage, even reporters shocked by Obama's ISIS response. Insane president thinks he's protected from the black death of radical Islam. And I made a note that during the summit in Turkey on Monday, the man spoke, and even the female liberal reporters were speechless as they listened to this man entertaining himself with his own lies. Did you actually see that? I said they stood there shocked by what he was not saying, and more so shocked by what he was saying. Did you hear that show yesterday?
I heard the show, and I heard the whole speech, Michael, and what I heard was that a reporter asked him, with the most powerful military on the planet, why can't we just defeat these guys? And he basically said, because they're better at Facebook and Twitter than we are, so we can't use our military on them. That's what he said. Social media.
Well, any other time in any other country, a man like this would have been taken out of office on mental charges. They would say the leader is unfit to protect us. We're convening a panel of 9 psychiatrists. They're going to judge the man's fitness for office, and we have to defend ourselves at all costs. The man is crazy. He's unfit for service. I'm sending you Government Zero back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. Russia and France are pounding ISIS's Syrian stronghold of Raqqa after the deadly terror attacks Friday. And even though the United States has the largest number of airstrikes against ISIS, Obama is in a slap fight while others are punching hard, say military experts. This is on Fox News. He's slapping them while others are punching hard. And I read you the story that I posted on my Facebook page last night in astonishment that he had our Air Force drop leaflets on ISIS truck drivers in 100-some-odd fuel trucks, telling them to run because bombs were coming, and he let them escape to fight another day before he had our men bomb the trucks. Now, if we had done this in World War II, you'd be speaking German or you'd be a lampshade. I personally think he's fighting for the other side, and he's doing as little as he possibly can to avoid the obvious for even the dumbest Kardashian watcher. I would say even the dumbest person on Earth can see what he's doing if they ever stopped and took a look at what he's doing and say, well, that's not right. Why would you leaflet the enemy before bombing them? I think that even a follower of Hillary Clinton would say that doesn't make sense unless you want them to get away to fight another day, right? Tipping off ISIS fuel drivers before dropping bombs on them? I have a friend who fought in Iraq, 5 wars, including he was in Iraq. He said, I drove for miles on the Iraqi highway of death. He said, I saw thousands of burned bodies of truck drivers. He said it was an ugly, horrible sight. I'll never forget it. And he has pictures of it. He showed them to me. It is something horrible to see burned bodies. But you know, it's also horrible to see young people shot like pigs in Paris by these verminous, throwback, filthy subhumans, these Untermenschen. Untermenschen! Untermenschen!
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the turning point of the Savage Nation. We are at the halfway point of the 3-hour run. Every day a 3-hour run, and at this time we're at the halfway point. And we're talking about the prince, the mad prince in the White House. Saying things that even the most rational supporter of Democrats says, how could he be doing this at a time like this? Even Democrats are saying, don't bring in the Muslims from Syria. He's already brought in 2,098 Muslims and only 53 Christians because apparently all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. And where is he putting them? Why, in Republican areas. That's where you put Syrian refugees. You disturb communities that have been homogeneous for years where there's low crime and people get along. Well, you put them in those places to make sure that the people don't have harmony. And then you attack the local police when crime breaks out. And you say the only solution is making Al Sharpton the chief of American federal police. And then you have the equivalent of the Mexican federales running the police. You know how that's worked out for the Mexican people, right? Terror fear hits Germany. Disturbed passenger restrained on Boston-bound flight. Storm the cockpit. They won't say what she looks like. They won't say her name. Let's see. We would guess. Let's have a game. Passenger restrained on British Airways flight to Boston. Allegedly tried to open the exit door. An intoxicated female passenger on a British... I can't read the article. So intoxicated means she wasn't Muslim. Because they don't drink. Thank God for that one. No, I would say, well, I'm a rational person. Thank God. Intoxicated means it was a plain old British drunk. tried to open an exit door. Passenger Bridge on flight 279. Oh, big deal. Pilot confirms flight is fully under control. Intoxicated. Whoa, they put a drunk on over there. Have you seen the pictures of degenerate London at 5 in the morning with girls laid in the street with their legs splayed open? Laying in the street drunk like gutter rats? Have you seen that country? How degenerate it is? Police said initial reports indicate the female passenger is about 30 years old. She is expected to face charges of at least interfering with the flight crew. Expected to be in East Boston District Court. She'll be right at home in Boston. I wonder if the judge is more sober than she is in Boston. That's what I wonder. All right, there's nothing more. There's no grist to that. Move along. There's nothing to see here. I know you heard passenger right away. You ran through the Islam. No, it's a drunk woman, English woman, not Muslim related. Just had too much to drink. See, why don't they just tell us and show us the picture, the walk of shame? Let the people see these things. We need a little comic relief. I mean, what do you think I'm doing? It's hard for me to sleep in times like this. So last night I violated my diet. You know, I eat in order to get rid of stress. I eat and drink. And I ate spaghetti and meatballs in a cheap Italian restaurant. You could say, well, I was punishing myself. And I just didn't want, I wanted comfort food. There's nothing more comfortable than spaghetti and meatballs and beer. I put on probably a pound and a half from one meal. And then I bought Teddy a new raincoat in a pet store nearby. He didn't even need it. I mean, I have one for 10 years. They never wear out a raincoat. How's a dog wear out a raincoat? The boy has nothing in his life. God gave him one coat and one pair of shoes for his entire life. The guy has one coat and one pair of shoes. That's why dogs, if you notice, if you throw them something and you try to get it back from them, they go crazy. If you had nothing and you were given a rag, you'd also go crazy if someone tried to take the rag away. He's nuts about paper. If, God forbid, I drop a sheet of paper on the floor with a note on it, forget about it. You can never get it back from him. He'll rip your hand off. Why? It's his paper. Anything that hits the floor, he owns. That's his domain, the floor. As I talk, he's under my broadcast table. And my assistant, if he comes in to adjust something, he attacks his feet, tries to bite his hands. Everyone knows the engineers are afraid of him. I have to tell him he's okay. Now, what's with this Charlie Sheen? Do you care that he's HIV positive? He was a male slut his whole life. And he's HIV positive, and that's a shock? Now, by the way, here's the odd part about the story. I'm going to pose it in an intelligent manner, of course. Is it drug-related or sex-related? We know that HIV is very hard to transmit. That's a well-known fact in science. Okay? It's very hard to transmit. So it has to be through bodily fluids. So that could be through sex. Or it could be through drugs, couldn't it? Paid millions to blackmail us to keep quiet. Why do we have to know about this at a time like this? Why do we care about Charlie Sheen, some loudmouth lout from television land? We don't. Yeah, there's the show. Obama says gun control to be top issue of final year. Okay, I was saving it. President the deranged Obama hopes to make gun control a top issue of his final year in office, saying Americans aren't more violent than other people, but they have more deadly weapons to out-act their rage. In an interview published today in GQ magazine, Mr. Crazy Obama said that he's going to seek gun control as one of the last things he does before he leaves office. At a time that he's flooding us with military-age males, mainly Muslims, from Syria, from war zones, he wants to disarm you. So does Hillary Clinton. I rest my case. The statement itself completes the whole discussion. Why are they not taking them in Saudi Arabia? Why are they not taking them into Lebanon? Why are they not taking them into Turkey? Why are they not taking them into surrounding Muslim states? Why are they not taking them into Iran? Why are they exporting them by airplane to us? Because he's bringing an army. Obama is literally seeding an army in the United States of America. I'll stop the paragraph right there. This has nothing to do with humanitarianism. He's insane. You know, there was a statement from the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, even under Obama. The DIA head, Mike Flynn, ran the DIA for Obama. Listen to what he says in clip 14, if you think I'm alone in my criticism of the Mad Prince. Listen to 14.
The president was 100% wrong. If you do not clearly define the enemy that you're going to face, you cannot figure out the best way to defeat that enemy. We are facing radical Islamists, and frankly, this is a war on reality, and the president and his close advisors need to get real. They are obviously not under enough pressure. They are not JVs. They just demonstrated that again. And they will absolutely attack again in places like London, in places like Berlin, in places like New York, in places like Washington, D.C. They're very, very well organized. This is the problem of letting the world go to hell and assuming it won't come back to bite you in the rear end.
That's the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency under Barack Obama, who is now out of office. It's a shame that the president's not out of office. But he's given us zero leadership for the world. And that brings us to Obama's leadership on the world stage. In the face of the real oppressors of women, homosexuals, and other minorities, oppressors who are beheading people and burning them alive, he is a complete pushover. Where is his audacity in dealing with ISIS? Where is Obama's audacity in dealing with Iran? Instead of dealing with these real threats, he is provoking a war with Russia that America cannot afford and may very well lose. That's page 31 of the most prophetic book of our time, Government Zero. Now, I want to say something right now. At the risk of your displeasure, I'm quoting my book every day on the show. When I had thought that by now I wouldn't be talking about it, I figured, look, I'd promote it for 2 weeks and you'd buy it and that would be good enough. The rest would be whatever happens. But the book was so ahead of its time and so perfect for what is going on now, I'm sorry to say, that I need to quote myself because no one has said it better or written it more clearly than I have. I rest my case. Savage Nation. KSFO, Danny, what do you have to say on the program today?
Hi, Doctor. Thank you for your work. There was a lieutenant colonel used to carry the nuclear football for Clinton, wrote a book, Dereliction of Duty, saying what's really going on. You spoke yesterday of the purging of all these generals, high-ranking military men and such. Why don't we hear a word from them? Can't they say
from
it?
Who? You're saying, why don't we hear from the generals such as the African-American attack helicopter commander who was dismissed overnight by Obama for allegedly having an affair? Why don't we hear from them? They're all blackmailed, that's why.
Well, I think there were some white ones, too. We don't hear from any of them.
Okay, well, I didn't say only white ones. Not about black or white. It's about what Obama's doing to the military. He's purging the military, I said, a dozen times. And, and nothing. And nothing's purging the military. It's that simple. Purging the military. Okay, WABC, Eddie, you've been holding a long time. What's your point?
The largest Trojan horse in history is occurring as we speak. All the people need to do is look at a map. The Syrian Muslims, why are they going to Europe? Egypt, like you said before, Egypt, United Arab Emirates, Libya.
Oh, they're because of global warming. They're going to cold areas because of global warming. That's what the head of the CIA said. I mean, you've got to let them emigrate out of warm areas to cool areas.
Why are the Muslim Syrians going to Europe and not going to all the Arab areas right
now? Because they're hot areas. They don't like the heat. Muslims don't like heat. They like cold places. That's why they're going to Europe and America. It's John Brennan of the CIA just told us that. It's because of global warming. I mean, you don't believe Bernie Sanders knows more than you do about these things?
The other thing, Michael, is all of these people leaving Syria, they have a lot of money. Where are they getting this money? All of them leaving have large amounts of money. They're being funded.
Well, hold on. I don't know if they have large amounts of money. A guy floating in an ocean doesn't have a lot of money on him, does he?
They have money. Look at the reports.
Well, irrespective of whether they have resources or not is not the point. The point that you're making is a good one. Which is why you're bringing in Muslims from Syria when neighboring nations should take them in. Isn't that what you're saying?
That's 100% correct.
All right, so why don't they take them in? Because they know that they're dangerous. Who would take in people who could blow up your people? Except Obama and Valerie Jarrett and John Brennan and the other lunatics who are supposed to protect us. End of story. Okay. We have no leadership, zero leadership. That's all terror, fear now. In Germany, we know at the soccer game. Let's take some calls. WBOB. Julie, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hey, I don't think you're going to see us do anything to the oil fields. They're not going to be destroyed because the Iranians want them intact, and the Iranians own Obama.
Okay. It's all about oil again? It's another war for oil? Is that what this is?
Well, I mean, they've gotten everything loosened up with the sanctions, and then they'll get the oil fields, and they'll be ready to go with that, and they've already...
Well, how is it then that Obama doesn't permit the Keystone XL pipeline to be built, which could bring us endless gazillion gallons of crude to be refined in New Orleans? Why does he prohibit that?
Because that would benefit us, and that's no good. It doesn't benefit...
That's okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking clearly. I wasn't. Okay, government zero for you, zero business sense, no borders, no language, no culture. Why did I not think of that? The Keystone XL pipeline would benefit America. I'm sorry, so therefore it can't be allowed, because it goes against the thinking of the progressives who hate America. Russia and USA must unite, says Hollande. Even he's saying it. Belgian prime minister threatens to close some mosques. Ooh. Ask soldiers who fought Muslims in the Middle East if they use mosques as fortresses. I think anyone who's fought in Iraq or Afghanistan will tell you something that you didn't learn at Harvard, which is the mosques are very often used as fortresses to shoot at enemies from. Everyone knows that. Belgian Prime Minister threatens to close certain mosques, especially in the radical Molenbeek neighborhood. What are they doing there in the Molenbeek neighborhood? It's all on the internet, not in the mosques, said Jamal Izakhman, a socialist lawmaker in the Brussels Parliament, speaking over glasses of mint tea in a traditional North African cafe. See, they don't want the mosques closed. In agreement with another customer, leant over the table to show the screen on his smartphone, which displayed a YouTube video on how to build a bomb. What do you think is behind that, he asked, stressing that recruitment by extremists had retreated into cyberspace. Others said that the young men who went to fight in Syria and Iraq had almost never attended mosques. Okay. So don't close the mosques. Open more of them. Mr. Ikhsman said that underinvestment in education and housing had helped to create the economic and social weakness that... you've heard this before. It's not about religion. It's about the lack of jobs. They need job training. I think that's a very good point. It's global warming and the lack of jobs that's causing them to do this. So they've been doing it since the 7th century as a result of a lack of jobs in Muhammad's time and global warming from camel dung in Muhammad's time. It was all that camel dung you see in the desert that produced methane, and the methane heated up the environment to such an extent that everyone had to run out of the area. That's the reason. It stank so bad that they had to run out of there to Brussels.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Extra, hear all about it. An armory was broken into in Massachusetts with military weapons stolen. Immediately, the FBI said that it was not terrorist-related. Now, if they don't know who did it, how do they know it wasn't terrorist-related? Without saying why it's so sure, the FBI claims there is no terrorism link to the high-caliber military weapons stolen in a break-in at an armory in Massachusetts, including assault rifles and handguns. But Governor Charlie Baker and the Boston special agent in charge don't seem so certain. FBI spokesmouth Kristen Cetera, that's another one of the girls hired by Obama, immediately said, "Why, there's no indication that these missing weapons are connected to any kind of terrorism threat whatsoever." How does she know that? She doesn't know anything. She's another empty skirt. Massachusetts State Police and Worcester Police are working with the FBI in an effort to get the weapons back, said the Globe. Okay. Break-in was the first of its kind at the Army's 5,000 standalone armories. Stolen over a five-hour period starting 6 p.m. on Saturday night by at least one man who got in through the roof of the Army Reserve building. And what did he steal? We know. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. He knows that the assault rifles, the handguns, are not terrorism. That's what the spokesmouth from the FBI said. That's right. Kristen Cetera, appointed by Obama from the sorority. No terrorism at all involved.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Chopping our way into the hours that pass by waiting for the next terror attack. Sitting here like sissies waiting to be struck again. Oh, Mr. Islamist, don't hit me again. I'll be good. I'll put flowers and teddy bears where the blood stains are. Oh, please, Mr. Islamist, we did it to you. We caused it, Mr. Islamist. And it's global warming. And we have a jobs program on the way, too. Yes, indeed. Great to be an American. The land of the free and the home of the brave. Let's take some calls. Mark on WJR, go ahead, please. Say it like it is.
Thanks for taking my call. In one way, Bernie Sanders is correct. In the same way that the Democratic Party and the socialists create problems and then they blame something else for the problem. When the global warming hysteria led to a conversion of more grain and food products to fuel, it actually was one of the sparks or the impetus behind the origin of the Arab Spring. When I think it was in Tunisia, the guy lit himself on fire. They were lighting themselves on fire because the grain costs were so high.
I'm speechless. So, in other words, because we converted corn to methane, that he set himself on fire in Tunisia?
To ethanol. We use food for fuel, and that actually led to a rise. And I can't remember what year that was. Maybe it was 08, 09.
Well, then we should build the Keystone XL pipeline immediately and use dead dinosaurs to fuel our cars.
Would cut into somebody's...
All right, so now I'm getting a migraine from it. It's impossible to follow. You know, sometimes we use, like, reverse logic. It's called a certain form of sarcasm, but sometimes it's so obtuse, it's hard to follow. It's along the lines of a reducto ad absurdum argument that young man was just using. It wasn't bad, but it was so hard to follow that it became reducto ad absurdum absurdum. I mean, it was absurd, and it made no point whatsoever. Why do I feel so good? There must be something wrong about to happen in the world. Okay, let's take the calls. Let's have fun with the callers right now. KCMO, Kansas City. John, welcome. Fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good afternoon. I have a question for you. President Obama refers to the Islamic State as ISIL, the L in ISIL means Levant. And I looked that up, and that means the area around Israel, and where Israel is right now, when the Muslims controlled it. And so is he insulting Israel by not acknowledging their existence by using the term ISIL?
Well, of course, I didn't think he was referring to Oscar Levant, the actor of the 1940s. Of course he was trying to refer to a world map where Israel doesn't exist. What else would you expect from a plant of the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yeah, because of... when John Brennan was speaking a long time ago, and he referred to Jerusalem as Al-Quds. Yeah, that was quite...
Well, it's been alleged that John Brennan is a Muslim convert. Have you read that anywhere?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've read it in many sites. It's a rumor that John Brennan is enamored of Islam.
Really?
Well, that'd be nice to know that we have a moderate Muslim running the CIA. Well, at least we know he's a friendly Muslim, right?
Hope.
I mean, maybe he's on the order of King Hussein of Jordan or the strong man who leads Egypt, one of our allies. There are allies in the Muslim world. Maybe he's one of them. I hope so. Well, I'm sending you government zero so you can see what no borders, no language, no culture leads to. KCMO again. Pat, did I just take Pat? That is Pat I just took. WBAP, I haven't heard from you in a while in Dallas. What's going on down there? What's on your mind, Scott?
I am totally frustrated with our president for using the word values. That's the reason our American values for not allowing these Syrian refugees in, when he's done nothing but violate our values. What about the value of the sanctity of marriage and the values of our Judeo-Christian ethic, or more importantly, the values even of our Constitution he tramples on a daily basis? You know, talk about value zero.
Yeah, value zero. That's the next chapter of my next book, which I'm sending to you, by the way. Let me just see if I talk about values for 1 minute, if I wrote something. I have zero leadership, a bird needs two wings, the chicken and the egg, the progressive Islamist takeover, vain and aspiring men and women, nationalism versus national socialism. Nope, not in there. Well, here's one for you, zero strategy against ISIS, a Hobson's choice. Let me see what I said about that. And see if I agree with myself or disagree. Maybe I'll argue with myself on air. Oh, my God, what should the United States do, I ask? We understand that you can't kill everyone on Earth in order to get at the bad guys. However, there will come a time when a decision is going to have to be made that is a Hobson's choice, wrote Savage. I'll remind you of what Harry Truman had to decide in World War II. The American people were exhausted with war. They had defeated Germany, but the war in the Pacific raged on. The American military estimated it would cost the deaths of 1 million American men to conquer the Japanese mainland. The Japanese would not surrender, even though their Air Force and Navy had been decimated. In fact, they issued bamboo knives and told every resident, even old women, who were taught to make knives out of sticks, that when the Americans came to Japan, they would have a duty to kill them. So Truman knew the enormous cost of a land invasion. What did he decide? Better them than us. He knew that if he dropped experimental weapons on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of innocent Japanese men, women, and children would die. He knew it was a horrible and tragic choice, but better them than us. That was what Truman decided. Now, here we are in a world where there is a moral equivalency, not only in the universities, but in the academic running America. A man who spends all of his viciousness attacking Republicans and the American people themselves rather than ISIS. What would you do? The more I think about burning a man alive, the sicker I get. I ask myself who was worse, Hitler or the Islamofascists. Even Hitler would not publicize what he was doing to people in the concentration camps. He hid it. So why are these monsters publishing it on the internet? They are publicizing their atrocities in order to induce terror in the world's population. They are doing what their antecedents did in the 7th century when Islam first broke out of Mecca and conquered a good portion of the Middle East. They did it through burning, killing, raping, and even burning libraries. That's how they did it then. The good old-fashioned way the Mongols did it. We have the weapons to stop them, but not the leadership. We have young men in F-18s who could take them off the map in 72 hours. But we have a woman running the Air Force who has never flown a Piper Cub and who answers directly to the sorority running America. The more I think about not only burning a man alive in a cage for all the world to see, but the world doing little about it, the more disgusted I get. People today are so apathetic. They'd rather watch a laugh-a-thon on television or the perversion in the movies than say enough is enough. Do something to stop them before they kill all of us. The people don't demand it, so the government does nothing. Instead, it attacks the Tea Party. Pages 59 and 60 of the most important book of our time, Government Zero, back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COR. So Dianne Feinstein comes up from her shopping cart deals, top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee. That's a good place to be if you want to figure out what business moves to make next. You see, you have all the intelligence in advance. And she's criticizing Obama. Senator Dianne Shopping Cart Feinstein said, I read the intelligence faithfully. ISIL is not contained. ISIL is expanding. She said to the double mouth, Andrea Mitchell, on Monday. Really, Dianne, you can figure that out for yourself in the midst of all your snorting of the business deals? All of the snorting of the business deals. You have time to do intelligence work for national security? I'm shocked. I really am shocked. Now, you have any wonder why ISIL or ISIS or Shmisis or ISIS is able to get away with this? Take a look at who's running our country. Take a look at who's running our Senate Intelligence Committee. Take a look at who's running every intelligence agency in America, and you'll understand how naked we are, and how exposed we are to these animals. And Obama's being criticized by Democrats, if you think I'm alone on this. Influential who? Who is this? Liberal columnist? Oh, what's the difference? They're all making believe they're mad at him for what he said in Turkey. They said that he wasn't strong enough and he should be tougher. Yeah, right. Those comments echoed Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson's assessment that Obama's tone was all wrong in addressing the Paris attacks. Thank you, Eugene. You're a genius. Typically an Obama ally, Robinson, in a column published on Tuesday, wrote that at times he was patronizing. At other times he seemed annoyed and almost dismissive. Welcome, Eugene. You've awakened from your slumber. Rip Van Robinson. Rip Van Eugene Robinson of the Washington Post finally awakened to who Obama really is. Yeah, okay. And another one. That's not the tone you want to strike to the public. That's not the tone you want to send to our allies and enemies, said Democratic strategist, whoever he is, Brad Bannon. Never heard of him. Well, they're awakening slowly from their sleep. One day they'll finally see what's behind the mask. Here's a little news. Let's see if it's good news or bad news. Is this good news? Baltimore rioter sentenced in CVS arson. The man accused of setting fire to a CVS pharmacy in Baltimore during the riots was sentenced to 4 years in prison and ordered to pay $500,000 in restitution. Raymond Carter, 24, who previously pleaded guilty to rioting, also faces 3 years of supervised, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Carter was identified by citizens after authorities released photographs from surveillance video and announced a $10,000 reward for info leading to his identification. He was arrested after a foot chase. What's a foot chase? You chase his feet only? And later reached a plea agreement. Now, where's this street thug going to get $500,000 from? I don't know. The whole world's crazy. And now he's bringing in refugees from Syria. KSEV Texas, Charlie, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Charlie?
Well, I recently purchased your book. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm either chapter 9 or 10. And one of the quotes I really enjoyed in there was from retired U.S. Admiral James Lyons. Until you recognize Islam as a political movement masquerading as a religion, you are never going to come to grips with it. I think that's a great quote and a true quote.
Well, you notice he's a retired admiral.
Yes.
The current admirals can't even sail a 20-foot sailboat if they step out of line with Obama. As you well know, they are decommissioned immediately.
Sure. A lot of our great warriors have been decommissioned from both the Navy, the Air Force, the Army, the Marine Corps.
I am shocked that anyone can still fly a plane or steer a ship under this Potemkin Navy that he's created.
Probably can't.
Well, they're sailing an entire battle group into the Middle East there and taking an aircraft carrier over there. I wonder who's going to pilot it. I mean, you have to have diversity, don't you? And even if the person can't steer the ship, that person should be on the bridge, don't you think?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, even if the person is not qualified to steer the ship, you have to make sure that they do steer the ship and then blame someone for the fact that they can't. That's the important thing, is diversity, not the ability to pound the enemy into eternity. Look, Charlie, we know what's going on, and all we can do is bellyache about it because we have no opposition party. Where is the vociferous response to what Obama is doing or has done or has not done from anyone on the Republican side? I mean, you hear an occasional bleat here, an occasional bleat there, but don't you, where is the real reaction to this man's nut? The man is a nut.
Well, he's probably a whole lot more than that, too.
Well, now you're giving me some leading lines here, but you know I'm not going to go back down that one because I've covered it for days now. There's only one conclusion you can reach. Well, three. The reason he... Okay, let's take a news story I opened on this show with. Headline. U.S. military, airstrikes destroy 116 ISIS fuel trucks. And you say, oh, great. And then you find out that the truck drivers are warned first with leaflets warning the Muslim drivers to scatter, said an official who had been briefed on the strike. So they warned the ISIS drivers to get out of the trucks before we blew them up? Why would they do that, Charlie?
because they're probably Muslims themselves.
But who's they? You mean the commander-in-chief? I hear that all of the, every action in the military has to go through the central office in the White House. We have read that over and over again. He's not letting the commanders on the ground make any strike decisions. They all come out of the girls in the White House. Did you know that?
That's right.
So why are the girls in the White House telling our enemy that the bombs are coming? Why? Duh?
So the enemy.
Does anyone watch the show Homeland? Could it be that they've been penetrated and they were being run by the enemy itself? The whole world is now asking, why is Obama so impotent with regard to the most terrible enemy since Hitler? And no one could come to the conclusion that's obvious. That's all. What else can you say? At a certain point, there's nothing else to say. Nothing. Nothing that we could say. I try to warn you. I told you that Russia was going to have to do something. I predicted it in the book, and it happened. Now we wake up and say, thank God, Russia and France are getting together, but not you know who. No, not him. 855-407-282, michaelsavage.com. Lots of callers. Who's really behind ISIS is the question. In many cases, they're using our weapons. When they captured tanks, huge tanks, when they took over parts of Iraq, they were American Abrams tanks. Have we blown up one tank that they took control of? No. Why have we not destroyed one tank that they stole? I don't know. Ask your commander-in-chief. Or ask the commander-in-chief's wife, who you can see dancing the night away the other night in Manhattan. Oh yeah, Michelle. Doing the samba in Manhattan 2 days after Paris. How classy.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
All right, here's news from the Crescent News Network. Paris attacks, cell phone found. Here's the headline from Crescent News Network. The investigators in Paris have recovered a cell phone believed to belong to one of the attackers. A possible big break that could help unravel the plot and the suspected network behind it. So-called counterterrorism and intelligence officials told the Crescent News Network. According to these officials, the phone contained a message sent sometime before the attacks began to the effect of, okay, we're ready. Now, boys and girls, do you believe this? I thought the suicide bombers blew themselves up with vests. How could they have found the phone? Answer, they didn't. They found nothing. It's a false flag. It's a lie. It's all nonsense. What are they going to find? Who's behind it? What do you mean, who's behind it? What do you need to find who's behind it? They told you who's behind it. Idiocy. Morons. Morons. Who else would take those jobs? I saw a story last night that I did not put on my website, that I put on my Facebook page, and 92,000 people shared this story. It was on Fox News last night for the world to see, but you had to read the story to see what really went on. Here's the headline on Fox. U.S. military, airstrikes destroy 116 ISIS fuel trucks, sharing target info with France. And you say, yay, Frito is going for it. Six paragraphs down, here is what you read. The official said previously the ISIS fuel trucks were off limits to U.S. military strike aircraft. Interesting. When asked if the Paris attacks would bring about a change in the U.S. military's rules of engagement, the U.S. official said that the truck drivers were warned first before the bombs fell. We dropped leaflets, he said, warning the ISIS drivers to scatter. Next, we strafed the area with 30-millimeter cannons before dropping bombs on the fuel trucks. My headline is simple. Obama's military gave ISIS advance notice of bombing to let them scatter and come back to fight another day. I could ask you a loaded question, but the question has the answer in it. Why would President Hussein Frito Obama first warn ISIS drivers to get out of the trucks and run away before bombing the fuel trucks? Why would he do that? Does he want to bring them in as refugees? Was the CIA waiting for them with open arms, with the Red Cross to bring them to Maine? What is going on in our country? You know what's going on. You got to be a damn fool not to understand what's going on. You know, there was an allegory written hundreds of years ago, the king has no clothes. And only one person dared say the king has no clothes. Well, I said the king has no clothes for years now. I say it with gusto in Government Zero. The king has no clothes. What has to happen for you to realize that not only does the king have no clothes, but he may be wearing the garments of the enemy? He is allowing the murderous thugs to get away with murder, and now he's bringing in more refugees, amongst whom they will guarantee by, you know, by the law of odds. Even you liberals can understand that simply by the law of odds, amongst the thousands of Muslim men that Obama is engaging with such care and such compassion, while of course rejecting Christians from Syria, only Muslims need apply. Why is he bringing them into this country when we all know that amongst them, by just by logic, some of them will be terrorists, some of them will go terror. And if they don't, then their sons will. And if they don't and their sons don't, then their son's son will. You know it and I know it. But he doesn't know it. Now, concurrent with this royalist mentality of let them eat cake, I posted another story this morning that was a moment of astonishment for me. There was the First Lady of the United States of America dancing in a red dress, dancing the conga on Broadway at a workshop with her mouth open, having the ball of her life. This is 3 days after Paris. This shameful First Lady exhibits herself in such a manner. My headline, Michelle dances as the world bleeds. 25,000 people reached on Facebook. The First Lady invited 40 performing arts high school students to the event, which was attended by Gloria Estefan, Andrew Lloyd Webber, and Whoopi Goldberg. Shame on all of you. Shame on all of you that you would debase yourself like this at a time like this. So you have a lunatic in the White House. You have a First Lady who is saying, let them eat cake. And now he's going to bring in more Muslim refugees. Why would Hussein Obama first warn ISIS drivers before dropping bombs on the trucks? Tell me why. Why would he do this? Is there one progressive person out there who can explain why your president would do a thing like this? Because there's only one explanation, which is to make sure they come back to fight another day. Any other reason for that? Obama tipped off ISIS fuel truck drivers before dropping bombs on the trucks? Why is that? So there's your commander-in-chief. What you'd expect from a community organizer who never fired a Daisy BB gun. Are liberals awakening to the threat? Yes. Yes, they are. You don't hear about it from men like Jake Tapwater. You don't hear about it from Jake Tapwater. I have a friend whose father is a hero, a war hero. He fought in World War II. He's 90-some-odd years old, still living, still working. His father walked through Europe. He was part of the Normandy invasion and walked through Europe all the way to Germany. And he's been a lifetime liberal, as are many ex-military lifetime liberals. You don't know that, but I know that, because men who have tasted war, men who have seen people's guts shot out, usually are very anti-war, incidentally. He's been a lifetime liberal. And yet even he, this lifetime liberal, who I admire enormously, has said, no, he shouldn't let any refugees in from Syria. Even a liberal has said that. But not the president, not Hillary Clinton. We have a disturbed president in the White House. I believe he is putting not only the United States, but the world at risk. Today we wake up and we see that the Department of Justice, instead of saying they're announcing actions against Muslim refugees in America, they've attacked dietary supplement makers. This is a totally insane administration. They're crazy. DOJ to announce actions against dietary supplement makers at a time like this? They're at war against vitamin C? Germany, Netherlands game canceled for security reasons. Bomb scare outside stadium. Merkel and cabinet were expected to attend. Merkel should be arrested for war crimes. Merkel is invading her own nation. I told you that 2 weeks ago. You know, it's possible that I have a prophetic streak in me, isn't it? I think it was 2 weeks ago that I said that Merkel and Obama are invading their own nations. I used an example of Hitler to get your attention. Hitler was a monster who unleashed his Germanic Nazi view upon the world, and he invaded other nations. Merkel and Obama are equally insane. They're invading their own nations with foreigners who will never, ever assimilate into the nation, who do not respect their traditions, their culture, their religions. So what would you say? They're nuts. They're psychopaths. And yet we sit here and keep our mouths shut and say, well, we'll wait for the election. What do you wait for the election? What election? How can you wait another number, a whole year for this lunatic? No, we need to convene an immediate medical board to determine his sanity. That's what I think. I'm not wrong. I know I'm right, but it'll never happen. You know, you have cowards on the other side. Now that Boehner is gone, the whipping boy of the conservative media, who's there now? Ryan? What has Ryan said recently? Nothing. Another one, a repeat. A repeat, a chip off the old block, that's all. Obama's 2015 golf and family vacations cost taxpayers $3.115.688 on airfare alone. Daily Caller. President Obama, Frito, racked up quite a few frequent flyer miles in 2015. A Tuesday report from Judicial Watch claims that President Frito took three unnecessary golf and family vacations this past year, and American taxpayers footed the bill. According to the new information, the travels to just Palm Springs in June, New York City in July, well, New York's nice in July, and Martha's Vineyard in August cost a cool 3.115.688.70. That's all. Bush opposed to blocking asylum for Syrian refugees. Now, what more do you need to know about Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush just said he does not support blocking Syrian refugees from seeking asylum in the U.S. Now, I want to ask progressives to call a show, not to have an argument. It's a waste of time. It's bad radio to just argue for argument's sake. Can anyone listening to this show tell me they're in favor of bringing in Syrian refugees and why? I'd like to hear one good argument. What, I don't know of one good argument. I don't understand one good argument for this in light of what happened in Paris. Now, of course, I was opposed to it before Paris for logical reasons, but now after Paris, even progressives couldn't come to understand that they're suicidal for wanting to bring in men of military age who are Muslims from Syria. Why would he be doing this? Now, who was the first to say build a safe area for them in Syria, have it protected by the United Nations, and don't let them leave? Now Trump is saying what I said. He says build a beautiful safe zone for them in Syria. It's right out of my show. Half of what Trump says comes from my show, for God's sakes. Do you know that? I am so glad that Donald Trump thinks so highly of me that he listens to the show, or he may have one staff member whose full-time job is to take notes from my show and my book. I'm glad to see that my ideas are getting out there. Here, look, build a big, beautiful safe zone for them in Syria. I said that first. I said it 3 weeks ago. We don't need to take them in. He said, instead of bringing refugees to the U.S., you build a big, beautiful safe zone in Syria. Well, he has it mostly right. And he didn't get the rest of my show, apparently. The aide who wrote it down didn't finish the story. I said build a tremendous safe zone. But apparently Trump didn't hear the rest of what I said. I said have it protected by U.N. troops. They have nothing else to do anyway. Put U.N. troops around the safe zone to protect the Syrian refugees. Build a city, a whole little city, tents, houses, give them hammers and nails. And then they can stay there, and then when the ISIS is destroyed, they go back to their cities. But you don't bring them to America, do you? Terror fear hits Germany, just announced that a while ago. They disrupted a soccer game. Germany-Netherlands game canceled. Paris attacks. Hanover Stadium evacuated after police received tip of explosive attack. Security heightened around Europe as David Cameron, that's a joke, says the UK must cut off the head of the snake. Yeah, very. Then he went back to having a sherry at the club, the Sherry Netherland. I will personally push for Syria airstrikes. Another one, you know, he'll drop dummy bombs on ISIS. He'll drop bombs with Guinness Stout in it, probably. No, I mean, this is what the kind of leadership we have. We don't even know if he's dropping bombs with explosive ordnance. It could have Guinness Stout in it. German Interior Minister match canceled due to evidence of concrete threat. Concrete threat? What, they're going to drop concrete on the stadium? For safety of the people. Now we're already sissies. Now the whole West is now. All ISIS needs to do now is make phone calls. They call every airline in the country, bomb! That's it, flight canceled. Every concert, bomb! Canceled. Every dance, bomb! Canceled. They broke us already, because we haven't broken them. You know the answer. We need Mr. Pershing. Old Pershing or Patton is what we need. Instead, we have patent leather.
Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or Swiss America. All right, so this shows you the deranged mentality of this administration. I know you say you've heard it all before. No, in a time like this, you're not going to believe this story now. Here at the end of the show, take a guess who President Obama is giving a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Not to a veteran who threw himself on a grenade to save his buddies. Not to a war hero. Not to a clandestine CIA agent who has risked his or her life to protect innocent people, but to Yogi Berra, a baseball player. And take a guess who will be at the award ceremony on November 24th. With a deranged president. Filmmaker Steven Spielberg, actress Barbara Streisand, and other losers. Other losers will be there giving Yogi Berra, who died, by the way, on September 22nd, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. You know, I've talked before in this program about the optic chiasma. It's an anatomical structure in the brain. I remember when I was a young biology student, I was very surprised to learn that we actually see things upside down and backwards, but that God, who created us, created an organ. It's really not an organ, it's a nerve, called the optic chiasma, that takes in the images, like a view camera, old view cameras, upside down and backwards, and reverses it so that we see it as it actually is. When you have an individual in the White House who has no optic chiasma, he sees things upside down and backwards and thinks he's seeing it correctly. He's deranged, in other words. He's structurally flawed. Play Frito for us, because, again, I want to repeat, this is a Shakespearean story, what we're witnessing in this country right now. In a Shakespearean play, there might be three sons: the strong son, Sonny, the wise and calculating son, Michael, and the loser son, the weakling, who sounds like this.
Send Fredo off to do this, send Fredo off to do that. Let Fredo take care of some Mickey Mouse nightclub somewhere. I can handle things, I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like, dumb, I'm smart, and I want the
steps. And Frito in the White House has a much better voice. He really is Frito with a booming voice. He was blessed by God with a booming voice. But in essence, he's Frito. Calls the Paris terror attacks a setback. Listen to Frito in clip 4 and tell me if I'm wrong.
As I outlined this fall at the United Nations, we have a comprehensive strategy using all elements of our power. Military, intelligence, economic, development, and the strength of our communities.
Okay, Frito, right.
We have always understood that this would be a long-term campaign.
Yeah, right, okay.
There will be setbacks and there will be successes.
Okay, right.
The terrible events in Paris...
Events.
...were obviously a terrible and sickening setback.
To Frito's agenda. It was a setback to Frito's agenda. Maybe they told him they wouldn't do it till he was out of office. Maybe some rogue groups in ISIS did this. It's a setback to his agenda to bring in as many of them as possible while he's still has the ability to do it. ISIS, according to Kerry, says that it's not a religious war. It's about psychopathic monsters. Bernie Sanders is owing to global warming. Hillary Clinton, jobs, and global warming. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a clear choice before you, to save yourself or to commit national suicide. Do you want government zero, or do you want a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? Oh,